This is New England Public Media. Vaccine hesitancy is still prevalent in Hispanic and Latinx communities in Springfield, with COVID-19 vaccination rates trailing well behind the state average. New England Public Media's Nirvani Williams reports on an effort to address this.
The Latinx community in Springfield has been cautious when it comes to getting vaccinated. But at a recent pop-up clinic at South Congregational Church, Nurse Lola White tries to comfort people coming in.
This is just going to be a little baby pinch, okay? I promise. Just relax.
When the vaccine first came out, I didn't really hop into it. It was like sort of to see how people respond to it or how they act, what reactions and stuff like that.
Raymond Zayas was one of the Springfield residents receiving his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
So I gave it some time. I seen everything was fine, and so I decided to get it.
Among Hispanic and Latinx residents of Springfield, 36% are fully vaccinated, compared to 54% statewide. This is significantly lower than the total percentage of Massachusetts residents fully vaccinated, at 69%.
When they first started talking about vaccine, I was like, I'm not going to get it. But then I was like, I'm going to get it.
Giselle Pena came back to the church for her booster shot with her child. She works at a food pantry.
So I'm exposing myself, and I have him, and I have two older boys. So I was like, I better be protected.
Emily Rodriguez is a bilingual community organizer for Pioneer Valley Project, which organized the clinic and a couple dozen others with the Behavioral Health Network. Rodriguez says it's especially difficult for Latinx immigrants to understand and trust information that isn't familiar to them.
When you come to a country, when you don't know the language and you just are like segregated with your own community, you only talk to your own community and the misinformation is just there.
To help combat that, Rodriguez says the nonprofit purposefully organizes pop-up clinics in areas that Latinx residents frequent often, like this church.
They were happy to show up and see us. That, oh, you guys doing a vaccine? Oh, wow. How late are you going to be here? And a lot of people saw the opportunity, took that opportunity and told me, like, where are the places you're going to be? I have other people that I know. So when you find someone that you trust and you're in a community and you know they're there to help, you do it.
And they're going to keep doing it. As COVID-19 cases are again rising in Springfield and across the region, Rodriguez and others have more clinics planned to address the disparity among who's getting vaccinated. For New England Public Media, I'm Nirvani Williams.